Our guest at the cafe this morning is Bert Cooper, the director of Community Seeds in Lone Oak. Bert, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
It's been a while since we've talked to Bert, so glad.
I've missed you, my friend.
Glad to get you back. Of course, this coronavirus thing has just affected everybody's business, and I know it's made it difficult for you all, but you've still been doing the Lord's work, as they say. Bert, and in your case, that's almost literally true. But
we've been blessed to remain open the entire time. We changed our protocols. Instead of people coming to the office and receiving services from us, John Mark, we do most of the business by phone. And when people come for food here at Community Seeds, they just remain in their cars. Our volunteers will put food in their trunks. They come and close their trunk. And as they're apart, 15 feet or so apart, our volunteers will pray for those folks once they receive their food. So we're not panicked by it. We know that God is God, man, and this will end at some point in time. But I think God has really got our attention this time, though.
You all have been doing food distribution now for quite some time, and you got a very big grant from an organization in Dallas to do that. And you've given away how many boxes of food to people in Hunt County now?
John Mark, to date, it's over 25,000 boxes. We started on April 17th giving out, it's called the Farmers to Families Food Box Program, and it's in conjunction with the USDA and Go Fresh USA, and that's really where the grant money comes from, the USDA. And it's just been incredible to see the need that people have, and it's been a joy to be able to serve the people who have that need, John Mark. We started out at Wesley United Methodist
right.
Church. Chris Yost over there, great minister and great church. They let us start this program over there. We were doing it on Saturdays then. We progressed to the high school. The superintendent of Greenville ISD allowed us to use his high school parking lot. We had great success over there. Our highest number over there was 2,314 boxes in a day over there. So we moved from there to the Paris Junior College campus, and John Chastain over there allowed us to come over on the property, and we did about 2,000 boxes while we're there. So now we are on the Highland Terrace Baptist Church parking lot over on, it's between Ridgecrest Road and Highway 69 South, or North, Highway 69 North. So that's where we are. That's where we'll be for the next 4 weeks, every Friday instead of Saturday.
I see.
It's every Friday, and it's from 4 to 6.
Friday evening, then 4 to 6.
Friday evening, yes, from 4 to 6. Yes, sir. And it's a much smaller lot than we've worked with, but it works out just extremely well. Pastor Chet Haney allowed us to come over. We're under the direction over there under a fellow by the name of Bill Dennis, who keeps us all straight and keeps all of my volunteers hopping. He's a great guy. Great church.
Did you say Highland Terrace?
Highland Terrace Baptist Church,
right.
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. We're talking with Bert Cooper, and Bert is the director of Community Seeds and Lone Oak faith-based charitable organization, nonprofit organization. Bert, we've talked any number of times about the incubator kitchen that you want to start, and that now you're targeting November 1st to finally open that thing.
Praise God. Yeah, that incubator kitchen is done. It's been quite a challenge. Delay after delay, but it is complete. We have some folk who want to do some cooking in the incubator kitchen, and we're going to try and start November 1st so we can capture that holiday spirit that people might want to make things for Thanksgiving and certainly for Christmas. But if people want to use the incubator kitchen is just a starter kitchen. If you have your favorite jam, jelly, desserts you want to make, you can't always make that stuff out of your house and sell it, but you can do it out of our commercial kitchen. So if somebody wants to use that, they need to contact us at Community Seeds. The front of the kitchen is going to be a country store, and if there's a good product that comes out of the kitchen, we'll sell that up in our country store, allowing people to make some money, and also a bit of that money will go to the ministry as well. So it's exciting. It's very exciting. We're right on Highway 69 on the front of Lone Oak, and in the oldest building in the area. Building was built in 1849. So it's been a challenge, but we are there, thank God, and we hope that people will come and take advantage of our incubator kitchen and our country store.
It's a beautiful building, and your office is going to be right next door?
Yeah, it's going to be right next door, our newest office project, and it's new, only meaning that the building was built in 1883, so it's a young building. But our offices will be right next door to that, and we're trying to get that finished up right now. We had a great family that contributed to us to be able to not only purchase, but also to remodel that building. We've had some setbacks, but we're moving forward. We want to bring honor and integrity to the family that was kind enough to help us in that project, as well as have a place that's easier for people to get to when they need help.
Bert, there's a lot more to talk about, and I know your big Christmas dinner that you do every year is it December 2nd that's coming up?
December 3rd.
That'll be a Thursday evening. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yeah. At the Army National Guard on Jack Finney. And it'll start at 6 o'clock. We start bringing people in at 5:30. And it was a hard decision to make to say that we were going to do that. We're going to do all the protocols that are necessary. Social distancing, masking. When people at tables, they'll be at these large tables, and they'll be about 6 foot apart at the table. And when they start eating the prime rib, it's okay for them to take their mask off. But we really need the support of folks. It's our only fundraiser of the year that we're going to have, and we really need our communities to pour out and support this event.
And we'll talk more about that between now and then. So that's coming up Thursday, December 3rd. Bert, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again over the telephone line.
Mark, it's always my pleasure. God bless, and everybody be safe. Wear a mask.
Right. Bert Cooper with Community Seeds in Lone Oak. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.